Right now, let's bring in the guy, Pat. Your forecast is extremely different than the National Weather Service forecast for our area. And that's not a surprise to me because you know our area.
Yeah, I know. They seem to really be pushing it a lot harder, aren't they?
Well, I've mentioned this because we post your forecast on our homepage, okay? And if you go to our homepage and you listen to the radio, now we have to air because of our FCC rules, we don't have to air watches or advisories. But when a warning comes over, we have to air it. Mm-hmm. So we're airing their winter storm warning, which runs through 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
And in that, they're calling for total snow accumulations of 5 to 10 inches across the northern central Taconics, southern and central Berkshires, and western Massachusetts and northwest Connecticut, with locally higher totals exceeding a foot in some areas. Total snow accumulation 6 to 12 inches expected across southern Vermont, blah, 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 blah. Now, your forecast is different than that, and I try to explain to people that they're forecasting for a region, you're forecasting for a real condensed region, and I'm also saying that there's a human touch where you might be looking at the same computer data, but you have different viewpoints on it.
It is different ways of looking at it. That is correct, and that's always the case. And how much Marshall did you have at your house this morning?
We had at my house probably about an eighth of an inch of snow, and the big thing that, and here's Pat, what I was talking about yesterday, when I got to the station, because the station parking lot is dirt, it's just ice, okay?
Right.
It's just ice. So I parked in the town parking lot. That's what I don't like about this weather. But you know, we probably had more than that before the rain. I don't know. I slept pretty good last night. So maybe it was a quarter of an inch because there's still, like I said, and there was about an eighth of an inch left this morning of crusty snow.
Yeah, and again, the thinking is, you know, our heaviest snowfall will be 3 to 6 inches, but that'll be mainly from the Catskills to the Berkshires, and. That's why I got a wintry mix going over the rain for a time today, 35 to 40. You know, I'm talking about east of the Catskills and south of the Berkshires across northwest Connecticut. And then tonight, the rain or wintry mix goes over the snow and snow showers. We get a light accumulation and maybe an inch or two. Overnight lows, low 30s. Cloudy and windy, some rain or snow showers tomorrow. If we get any showers in the morning, it's snow showers. If we get any in the afternoon, it's rain showers, 35 to 40. Some sun and windy Sunday, mid-30s. Partly sunny and brisk Monday, in the low 40s. Tuesday looks fair, and Wednesday looks fair. Late week, still seeing the potential of a winter storm. Unfortunately, on Friday, as far as the specifics are concerned, the models are all over the place, but that is to be expected. I would never expect the models to nail this a week in advance. They won't nail it, but at least they have the trend. The problem with Friday, next Friday, is you have an Arctic front coming across the Ohio Valley, and you have a low-pressure system coming up from the Carolinas. If the two of them phase or merge, we are in for a big storm. If the storm over the Carolinas moves out to sea, and then we just have to deal with the Arctic front, then we'll get light precipitation, and it could easily be in the form of snow. Whatever happens Friday into Friday night, the Christmas weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday, and obviously Monday too, will be nothing short of Arctic cold.
So if you're going to get somebody a last-minute gift, get them warm socks and gloves and hats.
And do it this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
But people still out there, and that's the great thing about our conversation. I try to explain to them how we can have a different forecast than the National Weather Service. And you've just explained it perfectly. I think they're banking on cold air coming in here later on or something earlier than tonight. Otherwise I just can't see where they're coming with this forecast. I just can't.
Well, again, they could be looking at the fact that I'm going to take a look at the radar right now, and they're looking at the fact that this low right now is just about over Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the low is going to be moving toward Cape Cod, which is the benchmark. Okay, as I look at the precipitation right now, which is basically a wintry mix from northwest Connecticut northward, and then you know it goes to snow. All of this precipitation is moving from south to north. Now, we get down to Fairfield, Lower Hudson Valley, New Jersey, and Long Island. It's rain, pure rain. And it ends north of Atlantic City because that's where the low is. So everything is north of the low. So the thinking is probably that as the low moves from Atlantic City to, let's say, Cape Cod, the flow around that low, counterclockwise flow, will again try to pull in some colder air from northern New England and change the rain that we now see to our south to snow later today. The chances are at this time of the year for a changeover to snow are better after dark than they are before dark. Yeah. And as far as accumulation, the chances are so much better once it gets dark. So therefore, I really don't think we would see additional accumulation today, later today, but I do see it tonight, and that's why I think, you know, tonight we could easily get 1-2 inches, maybe higher elevations, even 3 inches of snow tonight in the backlash of this low. So there's my basis for 3 to 6.
All right. See, folks, this is, you learn something every day here. At least we try to make it heavy.
At least we try, yeah. We try.
Try to explain it out because people just sit there and poke fun at forecasters.
The weathermen. Right.
And I'm trying to say that I'm not accusing the National Weather Service of anything bad. I'm just saying there's a reason why you have these different looks, and especially when you have a forecaster like Pat is, like the stations that he forecasts for, he really... He pins it in on that area, not a broad general area.
I was just going to say, the National Weather Service has a much larger area to cover. Much, much larger area to cover. And, of course, you know, they have their own guidelines.
Yeah.
You know, and they have to follow those guidelines. Here, I don't have to. Isn't that nice?
It's nice. It is nice.
Right.
But I still, Pat, you know, I'm canceling my dentist appointment. I'm not going to go out in this cold.
You're not, right?
No.
Okay.
Just coming in here this morning was a pain. And you know, I feel like just going home and saying, I'm going to close my eyes, go to bed, and wake up tomorrow morning and see if it's a better morning.
Okay. And besides, who likes to go to the dentist?
Well, I have to go, but I don't like to go. But they were very nice. They've already rescheduled me, and they said if somebody cancels before then, they'll put me in.
Okay, there you go.
But they understood. You know, I travel about an hour to get to this dentist, and an hour back, and I just, you know, then I just said, you know, it's not worth it for me in this condition. So
okay, so that's the end of that tune, and that's it. That's the end of that tune, and Marshall will just. Stay safe, that's all.
That's it. Safe and safe, warm and dry.
That's it. Can't do anything else. And
so now you've got your weekend planned, right?
I have neighbors coming tonight for a cocktail. Yeah, cocktails. Christmas is a holiday cocktail. And tomorrow night I go to the annual Tappan dinner party, which is always very nice. And Sunday I was expecting company, but I have a feeling that that will change, so I may have a restful day on Sunday.
Why aren't they going to come on Sunday?
They're behind
with
shopping and everything like that. And it doesn't surprise me. A lot of people are behind it. My sister said to me last night on the phone, Did you start wrapping yet? I said, nope. She said, not even one? I said, nope, not even one present.
You're following the Marshall Miles pattern.
Yeah, I haven't done a thing. I will get to it. Maybe Sunday. If not, I have all next week.
Yeah, I've got my list of gift cards all lined up.
There you go.
And I'll probably on Monday or Tuesday sit down at the computer. And 5 minutes after I sit down at the computer, everybody that's going to get a gift from me will receive it via email.
That's it. How nice is that, huh?
Now I have purchased 4 or 5 people locally from local merchants. That I have done. But for all my my daughter, my son, their kids, the grandkids, and everything like that, they all live far away. And let them decide what they want to get.
That's all.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what you have to do.
So.
Yep.
Well, all right. Well, I guess we can recap this forecast from the Maestro Pat Pagano.
And again, it's windy. We have a wintry mix changing over to rain, 35 to 40, but there'll be heavier snow and ice accumulations of 3 to 6 inches or more from the Catskills to the Berkshires. And then tonight, the rain and wintry mix goes over to snow and snow showers. And again, we get light accumulations, low 30s. Windy with some rain and or snow showers on Saturday, 35 to 40. Some sun and windy, mid-30s Sunday. Partly sunny and brisk, low 40s Monday.
All right, who gets the weekend shift this weekend?
We have AJ on Saturday and Anthony Montella on Sunday.
All right. Well, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and I'll speak with you Monday morning.
Monday morning, Christmas week, countdown to White Christmas.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.